It's Bruce Springsteen and E Street Band.
Yeah! We're the Supremes!
Hi, I'm Daryl Hall.
And I'm John Oates,
doing the Jingle Bell Rock.
I'm Olivia Rocks.
This is Jeff Timmons of 98 Degrees. You're listening to The Sounds of Christmas
Podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to The Sounds of Christmas Podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. It's probably not a big surprise that I get asked often what my favorite Christmas songs are. The truth is, I don't really have favorites. Not exactly. The ones that are my favorites today might not be tomorrow. I just love lots of Christmas music. I talked about that to a degree on the podcast Tis the Soundtrack with Kevin Williams. The episode was part of a series he was doing called Merry Mixtapes, and the premise of that episode was great Christmas music you may never have heard before, meaning that I was going to tell you about what I considered to be great Christmas music that I thought you might not know about. Well, not really a list of my favorite Christmas songs. This was probably the closest I've come, and Kevin went to the trouble of making a playlist of nearly all the songs on his YouTube channel, which I will link down in the show notes. I don't really have a list of favorite Christmas songs, but I do have another list. I have loved Christmas music for a long time, and I've spent a lot of time searching for elusive, rare Christmas songs, some that I play on the Sounds of Christmas station, and some that I think might be just for me. Not in a selfish way, I just don't think anyone else will care about them. I think the first rare Christmas song that I went hunting for was Bruce Springsteen's live version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. This was a song he recorded live in December of 1975. Somehow, it made its way to album rock radio, but it wasn't released, or so I thought. I discovered that Sesame Street released an album in 1981 called In Harmony 2. Both of the In Harmony albums featured popular artists of the day singing children's songs. First album, which came out in 1980, included the Doobie Brothers with Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod, as well as songs from James Taylor, Bette Midler, Al Jarreau, Dr. John, George Benson, and many others. The second album had Billy Joel, Lou Rawls, Teddy Pendergrass, Kenny Loggins, and Crystal Gayle, among others, like Bruce Springsteen. Bruce's version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town was the last track on the second side of In Harmony 2, and it was the only Christmas song. And I found it in a bargain bin in a Woolworths department store. The fact that I was checking the records in a bargain bin in Woolworths gives you a pretty good idea of the kind of Christmas music hunter I was, or am. Song showed up as the flip side of the single My Hometown in 1985, and then it started popping up on compilations a few years later. But I celebrated a victory in 1981 when I found a copy before everyone else. Well, that's not exactly right. I told other people that I thought would care where I found it so they could go and get a copy for themselves, but it was a really good feeling to have found this rare song that I'd been searching for. And that was only the beginning. I won't bore you with every song that I hunted. I'll just try to give you the highlights. It was probably around the time that I found that Bruce Springsteen song that I found out that the Beatles had recorded fan club Christmas records. These weren't songs. They were just recordings of the Beatles being their silly selves, wishing their fans a Merry Christmas. These were sent out from 1963 to 1969. I think I heard one or two of them on the rock station I listened to when I was in high school. That's probably how I found out that they existed in the first place. Then I began my search. Those individual singles were nearly impossible to find, and when I did find someone that was willing to sell it, the price was astronomical. And then I found that all the singles had been collected into one album in 1970. And that's what I found in a used record store in Florida while away on a family vacation. That might give you a little more insight into my mania. This is what I chose to do on a family vacation. Just a few years ago, maybe a little more than just a few, Capitol Records made a box set available that included reproductions of all of the fan club singles, and I was lucky to get one of those too. So, what's next? In 1977, I think it was 1977, while out on tour, Billy Joel performed Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Copies of that were sent to radio stations, and it sounded so good and so professional that many stations played it, but it was a bootleg, and the record label quickly stepped in. I tried for a long time to find a copy of that. I have long thought that Billy Joel is an artist that should release a Christmas album. He has a wonderful voice, and he always adds Christmas songs to his December shows, particularly the ones in the week or so before Christmas Day, so you get the feeling that he does like Christmas music. Anyway, I never came across a copy of that one from the 70s. However, in 1994, his label in Australia released a 3-CD version of his album River of Dreams. The first CD was the original album. The second was a live set, which included versions of Goodbye Yellow Brick Road and A Hard Day's Night. The third disc was from a Q&A session he did with music students at Princeton University. And near the end of that session, he played Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Just him and a piano. Not the original one I'd been looking for, but in many ways, it was better. There's a similar version he did at another Q&A in 2011, and that's on his YouTube channel, where you'll also find a live version from a performance at Madison Square Garden in 2014. I want to mention at this point that I don't think any of these or the songs that follow are my favorite Christmas songs, but they are all those rare songs I wanted to add to my collection and possibly even play for you on the Sounds of Christmas station. So, next on my list, a song from U2. The song is Driving to Midnight Mass on a Dublin Christmas Eve. Originally, all I knew about it was the title, and when I knew that, I knew, at the very least, that I wanted to hear it. There are two origin stories about this track, and I don't know which one is true, so I'll give you both. One is that it was a track from a demo that U2 recorded in 1979. The other was that it was recorded in 1984 by a Chicago disc jockey for a Christmas program he was putting together for his station. It's not really a song. It's Bono reading a poem by John F. Dean. And you can find various versions of it floating around YouTube if you're interested in hearing it. An album that I was actually very excited about when it was first released was Three Ships by John Anderson, which came out in 1985. Somehow, over the course of the following 5 to 6 years, I lost my copy. And sadly, it had also gone out of print. The age of eBay arose, but every copy I found there was either too expensive or was an obvious fake. It wasn't until 2007 when the album was re-released, and this time it had an extra 5 songs. I was fortunate enough to have found out about it and grabbed a copy, as it quickly went out of print again. Currently, I don't think it's even streaming anywhere. You can find his version of O Holy Night on a charity compilation from the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. The album's called More Hope for the Holidays. That came out in 2010, and it also includes Christmas songs from Mike Love, Weezer, Rick Wakeman, and Bare Naked Ladies. Over the years, other highly sought-after songs were from fan club releases. The ones I tried the hardest to find were those by R.E.M., Pearl Jam, and the Eurythmics. Most of the fan club stuff I was looking for, at least from those three artists, are on YouTube, posted not by the artists themselves, but by fans, so you can at least check them out if you're so moved. At this point, you might be asking yourself, why is he going through all this? Is there a point, or is it random? There is a point. This week, I crossed the last song off my list. It's kind of funny, as this last song is a song that I had never heard. And I only just found out the story behind it today, even though I've been searching for it for at least 20 years. The song was Ding Dong Merrily on High, or at least that's what I thought it was, by Peter Gabriel. My understanding was that this was a song he recorded in the late 70s, shortly after he left Genesis. And really, that was all I knew. What I found out makes this one of the rarest songs I've come across or even looked for. On December 21st, 1978, Peter Gabriel and Tom Robinson recorded an original song that they had written together called Merrily Upon High. They recorded it at Pi Studios in London specifically for Nicky Horn's Capital Radio Show. Nicky introduced the song and played it that afternoon, and that was one of the few times, if not the only time, that it aired. A few days later, Peter Gabriel and Tom Robinson played a charity concert and were joined on stage by Elton John, along with Phil Collins and Mike Rutherford of Genesis, and band members of Tom Robinson's band and Peter Gabriel's touring band. They played Merrily on High that night. 3 years later, Tom Robinson re-recorded it for his album North by Northwest, and that version is available on most streaming sites as I'm recording this. But that original version with Peter Gabriel isn't. It was never released. And since it only played that first time 4 days before Christmas, the odds are that it really couldn't have been played too many more times. This is not some amazing Christmas song that has skyrocketed to the top of my favorites list, if I even had one, which I don't. But it does represent something pretty amazing, at least to me. It's the last song on my list, the last song I've been searching for. I'm sure there will be others that I find out about and begin the search anew, but for now, it's done. Decades spent looking for a handful of rare Christmas songs have concluded with what has turned out to be quite the ultimate rarity, at least for me. Does this change anything? No, not really. I still love Christmas music and talking about Christmas music. There will be new songs to find next year, if not before, and there will be more singers and musicians to talk to. In fact, some of those coming up later this week. But for now, I'll bask in the glow of completion, crossing off the last song off my Christmas list. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. So you can click on that, find your favorite, click on over, and then subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. If you're listening to this episode on your phone, you can also click the Send Us a Text Message link and connect that way. Thanks again. And may you always believe in Santa Claus.